Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're so glad you're with us here on this Sunday morning and hoping that you had a joyous and wonderful Thanksgiving. And now we're heading towards Christmas. The Christmas season starts next weekend. Advent begins. But today is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. So Christ the King. And wow, what a beautiful thought for all of us, right? As we see even the leaders from all around the world, you know, the coming and going of leaders, but one leader who has been the constant since the very beginning, God himself, right? And we decide who is going to be our king, who is going to lead us, who is going to be our queen. You know, in a certain way, Jesus' mother, the Blessed Mother Mary, becomes our queen. And they become in a very beautiful way, our new parents, you know, our brother and sister. We're part of this family. And even, you know, as we go past this, you know, Thanksgiving, and you know, I hope you didn't have too many arguments or disagreements with brothers or sisters or moms or dads, aunts or uncles. And if you did, it presents you with a great opportunity to deepen your Christian faith, to say you're sorry, to seek out forgiveness, to seek out what God would have you do, and knowing that is, you know, that's the point of being a Christian, and this is the point of truly setting us free. Setting us free from the bonds of self, the bonds of anger and hatred and resentment. And I'm not saying that it's easy, my brothers and sisters, but we are called to be merciful. We're going to read some really great scriptures today, which are really going to tell us, you know, the time of judgment. We've heard a lot about judgment in the last month here in the scriptures, but judgment must be left to God. It must be left to God alone. The most important judgment that we make today is the judging of ourselves, of the assessment, I think is a better word to use, the assessment of ourselves and what is my relationship with God. God will judge me ultimately, yes, but we need to make an assessment of our spiritual life, if we're living a sinful life, if we're living a life that is lost, you know, if we're lost, if we truly feel like we're lost. So in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick. I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan. And we have this radio program where we unfold the Word of God. We do a little bit of preaching here, a little bit of what the church teaches on some of these scriptures, and just a general reflection on the day and time. But it's only one part of the Mass. When you go to the Mass, you go to the mission. See, that word Mass means mission. So we have Liturgy of the Word, which we have here, and then the second half, which is literally the Eucharist, which is receiving Holy Communion and all the prayers that are involved with that, a lot of very deep, beautiful prayer that's done during that celebration of the Eucharist, receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And that word Eucharist meaning thanksgiving. So it's, you know, gratitude is a very important thing, very important thing. So if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. Another great source is ewtn.com. And, of course, EWTN television, lots of great Christian, Catholic television information, movies and such on there. And then, of course, Catholic radio. So we have holyfamilyradio.net, which is here in southwestern Michigan. They have radio stations, four or five stations here in southwestern Michigan, 91.5 in Kalamazoo, 89.7 in Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, and 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. And of course, not, and I don't want to forget to mention about Father Solanus Casey, his beatification mass, which was last week, last Saturday. What a beautiful event. So, Father Solanus, pray for us. And we should remember to ask him to pray for us, for Michigan, for the city of Detroit, for the revitalization of Detroit. And just such a beautiful ceremony there, and for such a humble and holy man that we should all try to aspire to, Father Solanus Casey. Please pray for us. So as we begin the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, Christ the King, we read from, our first reading is from Ezekiel 34, 11 through 12, and then 15 through 17. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock. When he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they are scattered. When it was cloudy and dark, I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out. The stray I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm readings today, very common one that we often hear, especially at funeral masses, Psalm 23. So that's Psalm 23. That's 1 through 2, 2 through 3, and 5 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 26 and 28. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father. When he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is Matthew 25, 31 through 46. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and his goats and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did to one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and you gave me no welcome. Naked and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of the least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Into this gospel, pray for our sins. So some powerful words from our Lord and Savior in the Gospel today. It makes us wonder, you know, after having this great Thanksgiving feast, all of the food, the company, the football, the entertainment, all of these wonderful things that we have. And it gives us pause to think about those who have nothing, don't have any food. Or maybe even the person who is not even welcomed in our family any longer. Do we reach out for them? Reach out to them. You know, my brothers and sisters, I have people in my family that I have to reach out to, continue to try to reach out to once or twice a year. And I do that because that is what God wants me to do, and it's something that I want to do too. Not that things can necessarily be fixed, but we have to try. And this is the key, my brothers and sisters. We have to try. And we have to know also that this real presence, this parousia, as Pope Benedict XVI Emeritus would talk about. And I like talking about Pope Benedict XVI Emeritus. He's still alive and well in Rome. Of course, we have Pope Francis as well, who's doing such a beautiful job. Just a different brand of Jesus, so to speak. Just like you and I are a different brand, a different type, a different kind of Jesus coming forward. And so we offer this presence, right? Not only the presence that go under the tree, but we become this real presence, just like the real presence in the Eucharist, the real presence of Christ. Scott Hahn and Pope Benedict XVI Emeritus talk about this parousia, this presence. And parousia is that Greek word with the meaning of presence. And am I present? Or am I a present? Am I a gift? Am I a gift to my brothers and sisters? A lot of the scriptures today, especially talking about the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will speak with love and fidelity. We hear that in Ezekiel, that God's working through us. The Word of God and His breath are the beginning of all life through the Holy Spirit. Right? In the second reading, Christ is the first fruits. Christ is the suffering servant. And belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is essential to our faith and essential to our hope, right? Because as Christ was resurrected, I will be resurrected, right? And many times we focus in on the last day, the end times. Well, you know, I talk about this too, you know. What we should really be concerned about is the end of the day or whether we go to see the Lord this very day. Whether this becomes the day that God decides whether I am a sheep or whether I am a goat. God decides. God knows. God knows the truth that's through and through us. Okay? Knows about all of our thoughts, unfortunately, or fortunately. But we talk about this presence. Am I present? Am I a present? And how Christ comes to us in such a beautiful way, through the Holy Spirit, not only in the Eucharist, but also in the Word. See? So our Protestant brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters who are in Bible churches, and even we talk about these things, about how powerful it is to be a Christian. You know, our Muslim brothers and sisters are very, because they're part of the human race, also created in God's image. Even people who don't believe in God at all, still created in God's image, in the will, in the intellect, the spirit of God. And so we think about this. We think about this family, about being a Christian, and what it is about. What it is about loving in our families. And am I a present? Am I a gift? Do I become the real presence in my family? You know? And do I believe in that real presence? The real presence in the Eucharist. This host. This piece of bread that becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That comes into me. That builds me up. Builds up the Holy Spirit inside of me. We'll go into that a little bit deeper in a moment. Do a couple of readings out of the Catechism. But think about that, my brothers and sisters. Am I a real present? Do I believe in the real presence of the Holy Spirit that comes to us with the opening up of the Word, with the opening up of another person talking to me, me talking to them? And then, of course, ultimately, in the Holy Eucharist. right? Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus Christ in that Eucharist. So in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're really glad you're with us here today. And so we're going to continue on with our readings. And, of course, if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to Diocese Kalamazoo website, diokzoo.org. And we're talking about the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, Christ the King. And it's such a beautiful feast leading into the Christmas season. So we have this ultimately, you know, Christ is King, and then we start to think about Christ as the child. See? The baby Jesus coming. Every year we go through this cycle. We go through this cycle. And the question is, do I learn anything? Am I listening? Am I listening? And who do I follow? You know, we all have had bad experiences with people, you know, bosses, brothers and sisters, you know, aunts and uncles, people within our own families. And so often we think, well, we're not supposed to have any problems with, you know, with clergy or rabbis or nuns or priests or pastors or clerics. We're not going to have any problems. You know, we're going to have problems, my brothers and sisters, because they're human beings, see? And they fall and they fail just like any one of us. But the question is how do I respond to it? Okay? Christ is the King. We are followers of Jesus Christ. Okay? We are Catholic Christians. 2,000 years of history of the church, of the Catholic Church. Have we had problems? Absolutely. We all do. Every family does. But can I return to that family, even my own family, and try to heal those wounds? Be a real presence. Be a healing force praying for my family with the power of the Holy Spirit, which is what we're talking about today. You know, this great power of the Holy Spirit, you know, that reminds us over and over and over again that the works of mercy that we act on, the works of mercy that we practice, that God sees these things. God sees how we behave and how we act. And so also in this the gospel reading that we have today, you know, am I helping my brothers and sisters? You know, when I see that someone needs food, do I help them? In a real way. In a real way, do I help them? And you choose. You choose. I'm not going to tell you to, you know, give money here, give money there. You choose. But you need to think about it very intently. To read this gospel reading and to really think about, you know, what am I doing? Matthew 25:31-46. So we will be separated from him if we do not help his brethren and our brethren. Okay? Jesus, in his presentation to us, you are the Holy Spirit. The priest, as in a very profound way, becomes this real presence of Jesus Christ as well at Mass. You know, we're his hands. He becomes persona in Christi as the man Jesus. But also these works of mercy that we practice. And not just the physical needs of the person, but the spiritual needs of the person. And being in solidarity with the human family. You know, knowing that our brothers and sisters all over this world need our help, need our support, and especially need our prayers. So as we're heading forth into this Christmas season, you know, there's so much that we need to think about. But when we think about, you know, who is my King? Who is my King? And I want to read this from the Catechism, this 544 from the Catechism, which is really just a beautiful beautiful reading, teaching of the church. And it's about the kingdom, right? The kingdom of God. The kingdom belongs to the poor and the lowly, which means those who have accepted it with humble hearts. Jesus is sent to preach the good news to the poor. He declares them blessed, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To them, the little ones, the Father is pleased to reveal what remains hidden from the wise and the learned. Jesus shares the life of the poor, from the cradle to the cross. He experiences hunger, thirst, and privation. Jesus identifies himself with the poor of every kind and makes active love toward them the condition for entering his kingdom. Now you think about that, my brothers and sisters. And we get very caught up with this. Even clergy gets very caught up with us. You know, pastors and preachers, that we're so smart, right? We've got the Word of God figured out. We got God figured out. And if you think you've got God figured out, that's not God. Okay? It's not God. You know, or you think you went to the right seminary, or you went here, you went there, you know, and or you've got all these credentials, you've got all these degrees. No. It may work just the opposite. It may prevent you from entering the kingdom of heaven. Because all we're thinking about is we're thinking about ourselves. Thinking about figuring it out. Thinking about being smarter than the other. Shaming the other person. Right? Well, you're not smart. Or you Catholics. You Catholics this. You Catholics that. You Catholics aren't saved. Saying things. Saying disgusting things like that. Which is a very disgusting thing to say to a person. To another person. As Catholics, we believe we are saved at our baptism. That sin, the original sin, is wiped away. But we are saved, we are being saved, and we hope to be saved as long as we don't have mortal sin on our souls when we die. See? So that is the aim for us too, right? And if you do have mortal sin on your soul, go to reconciliation. Cry out to God for forgiveness. Ask for that sin to be removed. If you're not a Catholic and you're not able to do that, you know, or you don't believe in that, try to do something about it. You know, go to a counselor. You know, go to someone to talk to about this, to get that unloaded off your soul, because it could possibly prevent you. God will judge, but it could prevent you from entering the kingdom of heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go through this week, let us be in deep prayer for one another, for our churches, for our pastors, for this world, that we are attentive to this and be a gift, be this parousia, be this real presence, and look for the real presence, especially the real presence of the Holy Spirit, not only within us, but also within others. And if we don't see that, we try to nurture and recharge that in our brothers and sisters through forgiveness and through love and through prayer and through mercy, so that we can become like Christ and ultimately become like this little child who will come to us soon, like his blessed mother. See? So my brothers and sisters, may Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you. We love you.